Speaking on this program is Paul Meacham, Jr.
Please explain 2 Corinthians 12, verse 14. Does it teach that the parents, that when the parents are old, the grown-up children are not obligated to look after their parents and supply them with their needs, food and lodging, that they require for physical sustenance? Also, please explain Matthew 25:25. Was Jesus referring to investments of our money, or was he speaking of the talents Christians have in doing work for the Lord? Now, these are two very good questions. We're not going to be able to answer both of them on today's broadcast, but Lord willing, we will answer one today and one next week. The first question is regarding 2 Corinthians 12 and verse 14. So let's turn over there and read. In fact, I would like to read the verse first and then read the two verses, one before and one after. 2 Corinthians 12:14 says, "Now for the third time I am ready to come to you." This is Paul speaking to the church at Corinth. "And I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children." Now, in order to understand this verse in its proper context, let's go back and read verses 13, 14, and 15, so we can see the verse that comes before and after it. Paul tells them in verse 13, "For what is it in which you are inferior to other churches? Except that I myself was not burdensome to you. Forgive me this wrong. Now, for the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you. For I do not seek yours, but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children." And then verse 15, "And I will very gladly spend and be spent for your souls. Though the more abundantly I love you, I am less loved." Paul here is trying to defend himself. There were some in the church at Corinth that said he was not a true apostle, that he didn't have all of the marks of an apostle. He hadn't been one of that inner group that walked with Jesus while he was on this earth, and therefore Paul was not a true apostle. Now Paul is saying that's not the case. You know it's not true. You have seen me. I've come in. I've worked among you. I've laid my hands on you and given you spiritual gifts. You know that I am a true apostle. He even said, "I am not one whit, not even a little bit behind the very chiefest of apostles." Now, Paul had done all of the things that they expected of an apostle except one. When he was there, he didn't accept any money from them. Instead, other churches paid for his expenses while he was there. He didn't accept any of their money. And because of this, some said, "See, he knows he's not a true apostle. That's the reason that he won't accept your money." Now, Paul is defending himself against that charge. He calls himself their father. He's using an analogy here. "I'm not going to be burdensome. I'm not going to take money from you because the parents should provide for the children, not the children for the parents." Well, he says this because he considered himself their parent in the faith. Notice 1 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 15. He says, "For though you may have 10,000 instructors in Christ, yet you do not have many fathers. For in Jesus Christ, I have begotten you through the gospel." Now, Paul is not calling himself a father like a Catholic priest does, but rather he's saying, "I'm the one who taught you the truth. Others may teach you many things, but I'm the one who taught you first, and the one who taught you to the point of obeying the gospel." Now, we know that Paul is not saying that it is wrong for children to care for their parents. What he is saying is that the normal course of things is that the parent provides for the child. There are situations where children may very well need to provide for the parents and should do so. One of those examples is seen in 1 Timothy chapter 5. Here, Paul is teaching Timothy about how the church should deal with women who are widowed. And he says, "Honor widows who are really widows." That word honor means to provide financial support for them. It says, "If any widow has children or grandchildren, let them first learn to show piety at home and repay their parents. For this is good and acceptable before God." So here's a specific example where Paul says not only can children provide for their parents or even grandparents, but that they should. The church should not have to provide for the needs of these widowed women. Rather, their family should. Their children and grandchildren should provide for them. He sums up that talk there in 1 Timothy 5 down in verse 8 by saying that if anyone doesn't provide for his own family, he's worse than a non-believer. We don't want to do that. Instead, we need to follow what God says, and that means that children have a responsibility to the parent. He is not removing that responsibility in this passage from 2 Corinthians.